This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I am.
And Matt, since it is back to school week after all, give a shout out to where you went to high school.
I went to school at Auburn Riverside.
Auburn Riverside. What was the mascot there?
Thank you.
The Ravens.
Go
the Ravens.
Caca.
Well, is it Edgar Allan Poe Raven or is it the Ravens the bird?
The bird.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Nice. All right, Matt's ready to go, Steve, so why don't you get out of here?
Okay, right.
If you're playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman?
Bill Clinton.
He did. In motor racing, what color flag is used to stop the race?
Red.
Yes. Known for its bright lights and billboards, what is the most visited attraction in the U.S.?
Las Vegas.
No.
Pass.
What Shakespearean play is often called the Scottish play?
Repeat the question.
What Shakespearean play is often called the Scottish play?
Macbeth.
Yes. Where on the body will you find the ulna?
The arm.
Correct. What comic strip cat was created by Otto Mesmer and Pat Sullivan in 1919?
Garfield.
No.
Cheshire Cat?
No.
Pass.
What is the capital of Iraq?
Pass.
The second music video played on MTV was by which female artist?
Cyndi Lauper?
No.
Madonna?
No.
Pass.
No, we got 4 on that one, Matt.
Ouch.
You know, it's back to school. It's syllabus week, you know. A lot of information coming in one year, going out the other.
I got to go back to school.
Yeah, you do. That was a very nice way to say someone didn't do well, I feel.
Steve, don't assume.
Okay, that's fair.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Who said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman?
Oh, that would be Bill Clinton.
Yes, it would be. In motor racing, what color flag is used to stop the race?
Yellow?
No.
White?
No.
Red?
Yes. Known for its bright lights and billboards, what is the most visited attraction in the U.S.?
Bright lights, visited attraction, U.S. Las Vegas?
No.
Bright lights and billboards. Hollywood?
No.
Atlantic City.
No. Wow. What Shakespearean play is often called...
Oh, Manhattan, Times Square.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
What Shakespearean play is often called the Scottish play?
Is it Hamlet?
No.
Oh, man. Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Macbeth?
Yes.
Yes.
Where on the body will you find the ulna?
It's under the ulna.
No.
I don't know. On the leg.
No.
On the arm.
Yes. What comic strip cat was created by Otto Mesmer and Pat Sullivan in 1919?
I'm going to go Garfield.
No.
Heathcliff.
No.
Comic book cat. Tom?
No. What is the capital of Iraq?
Baghdad.
Yes. Steve? You got five
I
correct.
I asked that question. Come on.
It was too long. I wasn't going to get through it.
I don't care. Give it to me. Wait.
Whoa. You scored five, and that ended up being a win. Okay. 5-4.
Fair.
Sorry, Matt.
Good job, Megs.
Thank you, Matt.
Go Ravens. I'm the best. I'm the best.
You did eventually get there that Times Square is the most visited attraction in the United States. The comic strip cat created by Otto Mesmer and Pat Sullivan in 1919 was Felix the Cat.
Felix.
One that you did not get to, the second music video played on MTV was by which female artist?
I'm guessing Joan Jett.
No.
Pat Benatar.
Yes. Yeah, you were right in there. Nice job,
Steve. I love rock and roll.
Probably.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't have all the facts.
Sorry to ask a follow-up question.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message and communicate with us on your time whenever convenient through the Odyssey app. Just fire that bad boy up and look for the microphone icon. Steve Miggs, what are we dealing with this morning?
Song lyrics. Are you ready?
Can't wait.
I have a music question for you guys. What would you say is the greatest line, the greatest lyric in song history? For me, I would go with, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Okay, so that's the Beatles song.
Yeah.
The love you take.
That's a good line.
Equal to the love you make.
I'm vibing.
Or she bangs, she bangs.
Okay.
Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
Some Ricky Martin?
I'd like to think of it more of as the William Hung song.
When she bangs, oh, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
It's a great song.
Oh, so good. So deep.
All right, Taryn, what would you go with?
I would pick, there's a certain section of the song Time Stand Still by Rush that I'm really into.
So on brand.
But the older I get, the more I connect with the song, and it makes me a little emotional.
Okay, so children growing up, old friends growing older.
Oh, yeah. And it's all talking about freeze this moment, time stand still. It can be heavy the older you get.
You know, it was at this moment that I realized how much Rush sounds like Coheed.
Oh, right, I've been telling you guys that. Coheed and Cambria are this generation's Rush.
It really is.
That's insane.
Not just vocally, but also like the musicianship.
Yeah.
Like you add a little distortion to the guitars and you have Coheed and Cambria.
Yep.
Don't want to listen to either really in my free time, but that's okay. All right, Danny, what about you?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Late night, come home, work sucks. I know.
I mean, really, could you sum up any better lyric in the world besides work sucks.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, I was thinking, okay, Pearl Jam, it makes much more sense to live in the present tense. That's like a real heartfelt one. There's a lot of Gloria's Sun songs that kind of hit me in the feels, but I've been on this crazy hair metal kick recently.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is I love the level of, like, I guess just the lack of being humble that the singer and the songwriting has. Like, they're just so full of themselves and they're just so proud to just talk about how awesome they are. And the one that always cracks me up whenever I'm at a concert and I see a lot of people, I always think about this song and I just love this line.
I've been
he seen a million faces and he's rocked them all. I'm like, yeah, man. Every single one of them. You freaking rocked them.
You put that on your resume, man.
It's that one. And then also this one's another one that I'll forever quote because it's just so bad. And it's one of my all-time favorite bands, Kiss. Love's like a muscle, and you make me want to flex.
The Daily Mix Show.
Sorry, it's no rush.
All week long, we are celebrating back to school with our buddies over in the men's room. So every day at this time at 7:20, we're going head to head with different members of their show to see who are the star students of rock. And Thrill is going to join us this morning at 7:20.
I'll put the X in sex.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Okay, class, please take your seats.
I brought my pencil.
You're a slacker.
All week long, at this time, we're going head-to-head with the men's room to see who are the star students.
And so far, Miles Montgomery from yesterday, star student, as you failed us, Taryn Daly.
I did. I let you down.
Which is amazing, because both me and Miles were horrible students in school, man.
We found a subject you guys are good at.
And well, they didn't teach it in school.
That's fair. And we also learned that Miles had a 3.4 GPA in college.
Really?
That's what he said.
Okay, listen. There's things that people say, and then there's reality. I am Clark Kent, him Superman. Come on, man.
I mean, he was an athlete, right? You have to have a certain GPA to stay on the team.
And they're always smart, yeah.
Yes.
They take the hardest classes.
Always, yes. Always. Guaranteed.
We have Thrill taking on Migs in a game that we call Rock or Croc.
How have we not put out salt and pepper shakers yet? Like, we're both bald. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why don't we do that in the rock shop?
It's
that might be better than the podcast idea that you had.
It will get less flack, yes.
Yeah, see, we get less trouble. Let's just say the start of the show is Migs and something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say it without getting in trouble.
Still the greatest podcast name of all time. That'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
Well, we rounded up some of the craziest stories that have ever happened in the world of rock.
Okay.
All right.
And some that did not actually happen in the world of rock. So you have to tell us if it really happened, rock or croc. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, should we start with Thrill? Should we start with our guest?
Oh, fine. First day of school, they pick me.
Yep. You're sitting closer to the teacher.
Slash once snuck a mountain lion into a hotel room during a Guns N' Roses tour. Is that rock or croc?
Damn it. I have no idea. Man, I'm going to say croc.
It is actually true.
Oh, my God. Rock.
He had an actual pet cougar named Curtis in the late 80s.
Slash did a lot of drugs and drank a lot back.
That's why it seemed reasonable that it would happen. Yes. But then, like, no, come on.
Steve Miggs.
Okay.
Keith Richards had his blood completely replaced in Switzerland to beat his heroin addiction. Rock or croc?
Oh, man. That sounds ridiculous. But it also... Damn it.
I know.
I'm overthinking this, right? I'm like, oh, it sounds like something he would do, but it also sounds completely ridiculous.
Which sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, I'm going to go rock. I think it happened.
Croc.
Oh.
But here's the best part. He actually told a journalist this story and then later admitted that it was a joke. So okay. It was like published.
Yeah, so I read that article clearly.
There it is.
Yeah.
You did your homework. Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
I was led down the wrong path.
Totally. Here we go. Steve the Thrill Hill. David Bowie once kept a refrigerator full of his own urine because he thought witches would steal it. Rock or croc?
He kept the urine, what, in the hopes that they would steal it, or he put it in the fridge for fear that they would steal it?
You know, I don't have the follow-up answer to that.
Okay, I know it's the dumbest question I have ever asked in my life.
But it would be nice to have a little context.
Croc.
This one's another true story.
Jesus.
We are stupid.
Apparently, David Bowie, during his cocaine paranoia phase in the mid-70s, did this.
Oh, I hope no one ever went to his house and asked for a glass of lemonade.
Oh, God.
I think even the witches like it. Bro, seriously, we don't want your pee.
We're good, man.
You're right.
Steve Miggs.
Okay.
Dave Grohl broke his leg on stage in Sweden, but finished the Foo Fighters concert sitting in a chair while a medic held his leg. Is that rock or croc?
Unless, like, there's a detail to this that you're just completely screwing with me, I think this might be the easiest one so far. I'm going to go with rock.
It's true!
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah.
How about some deeper cuts? You guys want a couple deep cuts?
Okay.
Why not? Yeah.
All right, one more for you here, Thrill.
These weren't deep cuts. David Bowie's pee and witches.
Everyone knew that one.
Now we're going down.
My parents told me about that one time at dinner.
Steve Miggs, Courtney Love once threw her shoe at Madonna during an MTV interview, then climbed up on stage to crash the interview. True or false?
You're asking
or
me
croc?
Or Miggs?
You.
I'm going to say true.
That one is true.
All right.
This was the VMAs, the MTV VMAs in 1995, and Madonna was not pleased.
That seems one, it's Courtney Love, so throwing a shoe seems reasonable. Also, if I saw Madonna, I'd throw a shoe at her, too. I get it.
Agree.
Although, if I showed up to a party where Courtney Love and Madonna were there, I might just turn around and be like, is there any other parties going on? Do we have to stay here?
Where's David Bowie's pee?
Steve Miggs?
Okay.
Got one more for you here. Axl Rose once refused to go on stage until someone brought him a McRib. Rock or croc?
The fact that we even have to think about this.
The fact that this is plausible.
Right. That's how absurd the rock world is. Yeah. This may have happened.
You know what? Yes. I bet it happened.
It did not happen. But it probably will happen in the future. It's going to happen.
So what, are we tied at one apiece?
Yes, you are.
We're both bad students. I like it.
Do we dare do one more?
Okay, tiebreaker.
All right.
Okay, this is the tiebreaker.
I guess we both have to guess on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy Pop used to roll around on stage in broken glass because he thought the pain energized the crowd. Is that true or false? Rock or croc?
Again, the fact that we would have to think about this speaks how crazy they are. I'm going to say rock. Yeah, rock. I'm going rock.
I feel like this is about Gigi Allen and not Iggy Pop. So I'm going to go with croc.
Congratulations to Steve the Thrill Hill.
Yes!
It was true.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
Said that this was a regular part of his Stooges era performances, was rolling around on broken glass.
Because it energized the crowd. Look, I love our audience, I promise you. I'm not going to do that for you.
No.
It just,
not the next, at the men's room 20th anniversary party.
You're I'll
not
gonna, debate it there.
Come on. You can energize the crowd by just throwing around in glass.
Right.
Thank you, Thrill. You rock.
Thank you very much. Sorry, man. You're the F student.
We suck.
I know.
The Daily Mix Show.
By now, there's a good chance you've either seen it or you're aware of this video online of Rampage Jackson's son stepping in and beating up an independent wrestler mid-match, knocking him out cold in the ring, nearly killing him. The situation could have gotten way worse had it not been for a really brave move by Doug the Epic Mallow. We chatted with him yesterday. His story is very, very incredible. So if you missed it, we're going to play back our chat with Doug after Green Day. Raja Jackson is the son of UFC legend Rampage Jackson, and in California on Saturday night, there was a wrestling show going on. He ended up in the ring. He knocked out an independent wrestler by the name of Stuart Smith and then delivered several additional punches to him after he was already out.
I think they counted 21 punches, like straight on full force punches where he's bleeding, his ears are bleeding. It was just awful, a brutal, brutal scene to watch online.
And the whole situation could have gotten astronomically worse if it wasn't for a man named Doug Mallow who stepped up to save Stu. He is known as the Epic and he is on with us right now. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Doug, I got to imagine, like, the last few days has just been an absolute whirlwind for you. But if you can, I mean, from your perspective, exactly what happened in the situation?
I'm actually kind of an emotional wreck over the whole thing. What was going through my head during that moment was a shock. I had a whisper in the back that something might happen, so I wandered out to the front, turn around, and then I just see the punches raining down. It was just on from there, I guess.
I saw in, like, the video, and I watched a bunch of different videos where it was like, okay, like, something happened beforehand where, like, things were, like, seemed to be joking around, like, a beer can was smashed on his head, but not, like, truly smashed on his head, or it looked like it was a protected kind of hit backstage, and then just kind of went haywire from there.
It should have never happened when they're getting in each other's face. Workers and non-workers shouldn't be doing any works together because non-workers don't know the business. Mm-hmm. So for that to happen, I didn't agree with that to happen, but Stu apologized multiple times. There should not be any malicious intent to sneak into a ring or do a run into a ring, come up from behind somebody and slam them on their head, knocking them unconscious and start raining punches down. If you have a problem with somebody, you do it in their face.
Yeah, when the beard thing happened, if you had a massive issue, like, just take care of it right then and there and then move on and be adults about it.
Exactly. Like, everyone would have been okay. Well, I don't know about everybody, but at least I would have been okay. Other people would have been okay. With the whole ring incident, when I pulled him off, I have tears in my eyes right now because it's just a really messed up situation. I'm telling him to calm down, and then he shoots for a double leg on me. And, you know, I have some experience enough to defend myself. I'm like, okay, now we're in a fight. And then he's trying to swim through and get his hands in position and put his body in a position to hurt me. So now I'm trading off with this guy back and forth. And he actually cut my eye open. So that's why I headbutt him and punched him because at that point I was incensed.
We're chatting with Doug Mallow. He's known as the Epic in the world of independent wrestling, and it was because of him. I mean, I think that a true hero. He saved this guy's life when Raja Jackson, Rampage Jackson's son, slid into the ring. You've probably seen the videos all over the internet.
Yeah.
And how is Stu doing right now?
He's doing good. He's responding. He's recovering. You can't be well. You know, as much as you want to say he's, you know, he's strong and he's doing well, that's not well. Recovering from getting your face pummeled in, broken bones and missing teeth. Stu is a veteran. He's a good man. He's a family man. Wrestling for him is an escape, you know, and it helps him do a lot. And you could tell he has some social anxiety because he stresses a lot with his trauma. So wrestling was a good way for him to, like, lightly introduce himself to the world.
If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Doug the Epic Mallow, and he was the hero that stepped up to change a really bad course in a wrestling ring. Out of curiosity, at what point when he jumped into the ring did you know that things were going the wrong direction?
When he slammed him, it looked off. The other part that threw me off is nobody in the ring was doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so disgusted. To me, I'm like, okay, if I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and this is a small room, you get your ass in there too.
Well, Doug, I know this has got to be really hard to talk about, and we appreciate you sharing your story with us, sending you all the love in the world, and thanks again for being a hero and for stepping in to save Stu.
I don't really feel like a hero. I'm a veteran too, you know, and you want to hear boys out there, you know. I didn't go in quick enough.
Doug, man, I know, like, for me, like, I that night I was doing an independent wrestling show. I ended up wrestling around here, and, like, you know, and I came home and saw that story, and I'm just like, man, the world needs more guys like you that would step up quickly, because that's a fear that you have. At any point, somebody could just go off the rails and slide in. You just hope that if you're not able to handle it, that somebody else can handle it and help you out in that process. And that's why I reached out to you, because I was like just so thankful that someone like you was there in the room to be able to help out and stop things from getting what could have been way worse, where we wouldn't even have Stu with us.
Yeah, I agree. I think Roger's an insane person and needs mental help, and I think he needs to go to jail. But in a small way, I feel bad because he was almost, you know, gaslit into
100% agree
into doing this. You know, that's just disgusting. And I didn't see it until after. And after I saw that, I said, "Well, I can't be around this." I'm at a loss for words on the whole situation. I wanted to go see Stu right now, but he's out of the hospital. I'm emotional and I'm upset.
Well, much love to you, Doug, man. And hopefully you get some time just to decompress and get to see Stu soon.
I'm going to text him right now and try to get a hold of him.
Well, take care, my
awesome,
friend.
Doug. Yeah, take care. We love you and appreciate you taking the time this morning.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Migs in the game of Beat Migs this morning? And were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room to get some of the correct answers to the upcoming game? Steve's record, 273 wins, 86 losses, 73 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.